Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
9:10. We are joined in the studio by Sarah, who's been back with us after a couple of weeks away. It's first night, so she went around to see Beautiful Thing. A little recap of that. 15-year-old Jamie is in love with his classmate, Stee. When Stee has to move in for a few nights, the two boys start to develop romantic feelings for one another. All would be well if they didn't have to navigate an alcoholic father, an abusive stepfather, nosy friends and overbearing mothers. Not to mention coming to terms with sexuality in urban London in the early 90s. Beautiful Thing, it's an empowering and funny play about acceptance, endurance and young love. All of my favourite things, Sarah.
Yes, indeed. It certainly did cover those things. It's quite a well-known play written by Jonathan Harvey, who's a Liverpudlian playwright. He's done some stuff. He wrote some Gimme, 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 if anyone can remember that.
Oh, yes.
That was did some script writing for Coronation Street, right. Shameless, quite a lot of plays. And the play's actually been made into a film. I think it was in 1996, so I had a quick look at some of that. And Corpus Playroom is so very, very small, and it's a big play. So I was wondering how they were going to fit in all the scenes. There are scenes inside the flat, outside the flat. There's actually a scene in the film in a gay pub, which was merely alluded to, you know, which is fine. Very well done. They kind of moved the furniture around to make the different scenes. So, you know, stage-wise, it was really, really very, very good indeed. The acting, unfortunately, I couldn't get the cast list from the website, but they were, the guys who played Jamie and Stee were exceptionally good. Very funny, very, when they realised they were kind of falling in love, it was very believable. It was quite awkward, you know, like any young relationship, very awkwardly played. Sandra, who played Jamie's mother, was very funny, very very matriarchal, very get here, Jamie, you know, the kind of... And then there's a character called Leah, who is kind of a friend of the boys, who's a little bit of a naughty girl who doesn't go to school. And there's a really exceptionally good scene where she has obviously taken something, some acid or some ecstasy, and she turns into Mama Cass, because Mama Cass is her favourite singer. And the music is all Mama Cass music. So on the whole, it was a very, very well done, very well staged and acted play. I was very, very impressed. Unfortunately, I do have to mention one of the characters I really didn't believe in too much.
This is interesting.
The character of Tony, who is Sandra's partner. Sandra, the mother, has Jamie's mother.
So is this the abusive stepfather?
Well, he didn't come across as abusive. I mean, he's meant to be some kind of neo-hippie type character. And there were a few laughs in from his lines. But on the whole, I didn't believe him as much as I believed the others. So it was quite tricky to put it all together. So, yeah, he was the only weak link, which I don't like to say, but he was just a bit wobbly and didn't really grip me, shall we say.
How do the students, because they're all students. So the mother, do you have an older student or does she just fill the role, as it were?
She just filled the role. She filled the role very, very well. I mean, they're all, I suppose, I guess, they're all obviously 19, 20, 20, 22 up to.
Yeah. Okay.
So they all, she filled the role. She was very, very good. The audience were mainly students who, which is fairly normal on a first night, I guess. It's Cambridge University Dram Society. So they were kind of, the odd giggle from the audience, where you think maybe they know the character, which you do when you see a play and you know the person who's playing the character. Sometimes you just, oh, there he is, there's Dave, sort of thing. So sometimes
that sort of
makes it a bit too cliquey or folksy or whatever.
I may have read that wrong, but you can kind of, I know that when I've acted and people in the audience have known me, they've annoyed me by getting issues.
Yeah.
do you act differently when that happens?
I think so, yes. So potentially, possibly some of the cast did act slightly differently. It was the first night, it's a student production. They're all, the majority of them, as I say, exceptionally good. And it was very well staged. But I didn't believe in it as much as I would have done had the actor playing Tony been a little more believable, if that makes sense.
Did they capture the essence of mid-90s London? Well,
yeah, how was that?
I guess both myself and Lucy, well, we lived in London in the mid-90s.
I think so. I mean, it's set on a housing estate in Thamesmead. So it's obviously...
I actually went to it. I was on a radio station in Thamesmead.
Is that south? I'm really country
girl. Yeah, it's sort of eastern...
Southeast
London. South.
Oh,
yes.
Right.
I'm working class. Girls, so the working class area.
Very large. And the guy who played Stee was being physically abused by his father. He did that very well. He was very nervous and coming to stay at Jamie's because his dad was hitting him. And it's very sad. And
So you think that it was... I don't know, was the dress, was that 90s?
Yeah, definitely. The girl who played Leah was wearing this sort of dungarees, which I still wear because I'm terribly out of fashion.
Well, actually, they've come back
they
again.
They haven't they? Yeah. So I'm obviously very in. And, the guys were generally in school uniform, so that was just a school uniform type dress. But, lots of mention of E17 and Madonna to set the scene. But the whole Mama Cass thing was quite interesting because of this young girl, her mother loves Mama Cass, so she kept playing it constantly and turned into her when she had her trip, which was very, very funny. I was very impressed with that. It was a good scene.
Have you seen the film?
I haven't. I watched a few clips of it before I went just to kind of get a feel for it. And it's obviously completely different because there's outside scenes, there's inside scenes, there's more characters. There's, you know, neighbours in and out. And there were just the six characters in this.
Yeah.
With the hint of the father and the abusive brother.
Mm. It sounds like a really good play.
It is a really good play. And I don't like to criticise young aspiring actors at all. And I mean, it's just that I didn't feel that this one character fitted in with the rest of them.
Interesting.
So, yeah, and it's probably the first
time.
Well,
that's
really
what you're here to do. Here to give us an honest review.
Yes, but I would recommend, you know, go and see it and see what you think. And there's also the website I briefly mentioned. It's called Camdram, and that has all of the student productions. So if anybody is thinking of going to see a student production, have a look at that.
Go and plan ahead.
Absolutely. Well,
this one is running for the rest of the week with nightly performances at 7 o'clock. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What are you off to see? Do you have plans for next week?
I think next week it's the Footlights Panto.
Oh, yes,
ooh,
it is.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Oh, it is. Red Riding Hood at the ADC. I believe that's Wednesday we are going, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, now that sounds great. Yeah. Okay. Yes. A Panto, Red Riding Hood. I love Red Riding Hood.
Yeah. So I love that. Chic.
Yeah, a little red cape.
The red things.
I see, yes.
Perhaps I should get some red dungarees. Cambridge 105 Radio.